Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, I think you'll find this intriguing because the number of young people seeking help for eating disorders has increased in recent years. And one specialist working in the area says that our unhealthy relationship with food and diets could be contributing to that rise. Dr. Keelty Oberlin is an eating disorder recovery specialist and says Irish children are learning a culture of disordered eating from adults who are creating an unhealthy relationship with food by over-promoting healthy eating, which is new on me, I must say. Dr. Oberlin joins us on the line now. Thank you very much indeed for taking the call.
Thank you for having me.
You might begin, I'm absolutely intrigued by this, Dr. Oberlin. You might begin by telling us what disordered eating is, though.
Disordered eating, if we think about our relationship to food, it's on a spectrum. So at one end, we've got eating disorders, and we talk about that and all of the negativity that it's, all the behaviors that are associated with that. And at the other end, we've got healthy eating. So two ends of the spectrum. And right in the middle of that, the biggest section is disordered eating. So, and the thing is, when we think about it in terms of relationship, we all have a relationship to food. And it's never, if we even reflect back on our history of our relationship to food, it hasn't stayed static for the most part. You know, we go through periods where we're a bit healthier, then we're a bit more chaotic, you know, because life happens. Mm-hmm. So when people are going on, well, if we look at it, a diet is where we kind of, we're restricting our food intake, not unlike someone with an eating disorder. And in fact, every single person, when they come in, if, you know, we kind of like hear, what's your origin? Why? Where did this start? Where did this start? The universal response is, I just wanted to get healthy. You know, I wanted to lose weight. I wanted to get healthy. They kind of are synonymous.
So what's wrong with that approach, Keelty? Because everybody wants to maintain good health right up into old age so you can enjoy good quality years with your grandchildren or your children or whatever the case may be. What is wrong with eating to be healthy?
There's absolutely nothing wrong. In fact, that's a good thing. And most things that become disordered, they start usually with trying to do a good thing or do the right thing, and then it just goes off. It goes off just ever so slightly, just kind of veers off. But it's when it becomes our all-consuming. And that's where things become disordered, the order of importance.
So it's an obsession.
The order, how much time it takes in my day, in my thoughts. You know, it's taking away from my life. And so I may end up with an incredibly healthy body, but my mindset, my lifestyle is actually out of sync.
So explain to me, can I stop you there? Because I'm following you and I see the logic in what you're saying. But I just don't know where the line is between the two, eating to be healthy and the line where you cross over and it becomes an obsession where the psychology and lifestyle leads it to be unhealthy. Where is that line?
Well, and it's where it becomes more important. We say it's about health, but then actually maybe getting to the gym, if I missed a day, my day is, you know, I had a bad day. And my esteem, my confidence starts getting knocked. My anxiety might rise because I missed a day in the gym. Or I ate, you know, I ate something and then now I must compensate for it the next day, where it becomes, it emotionally, it goes and it takes an emotional toll. It takes a hit on our self-esteem. I don't feel good about myself. Instead of it'll be, you know, I'll do better tomorrow. it takes a hit.
So we're
and
talking
when that
about
gets repeated and repeated and every, and remember everybody, when we look at this in terms of a relationship, that's actually, like, when I have a, when any of us have a relationship with anybody, it's not static. It's going to go through hiccups, and we work through it, you know. So our relationship to food is never going to be perfect. But it's the mindset when people aim to be healthy and thinking that health is static. That's where it's just not possible. So therefore, that's the disorder.
This is really interesting, because what you're actually, from the very first moment where you describe it as a spectrum from healthy eating into disordered eating, right up to eating disorders, it means we're all on that spectrum somewhere. So are there red flags that we should be aware of, even if we're much closer to the healthy eating side of the spectrum?
Yeah, where I think where our identity gets tied in to how healthy I'm eating. You know, where it's a good thing to be healthy, but most people, you know, we kind of look back at people from other generations. They didn't really kind of wear the badge, look how healthy I am, look how fit I am.
Yeah, but there was no Instagram back then.
Yes, but yet they were obviously quite healthy. They lived, you know, those that live, because of course this isn't universal, but for the most part, you know, so those that, so it's, I'm not even finishing a sentence here. I'm so excited about it. It's when people actually, it's when it becomes a goal. It therefore is inching into actually taking away from my quality of life. It's becoming my goal instead of, it should just be a consequence of some good choices that I made, instead of being the goal.
Okay.
Even the, you know, and there are people that go to the doctor, and the doctor says, okay, we need to tighten this up here. You know, we've got to focus on health a bit. Even that it's where it starts taking away from our being healthy should be an offshoot of the quality of life that we're living, okay, of a multitude of choices, not just our food.
Sorry to cut across you, Dr. Oberlin, but I'm intrigued. Did I get that right at the very start, that you were saying Irish children are learning a culture of disordered eating from adults who are basically over-promoting healthy eating? I mean, how young is this kind of being inculcated by children?
Well, that's the thing. I started working in Ireland in this field. I was here in 2000. I can't even remember when I came over now, but I was definitely here in 2000. And back then, pre Celtic Tiger, everything else that we've had, pandemic, everything. Children would come in, but not to the numbers that are coming in now. And when you listened to the narrative, it was, you know, somebody, it was a bullying at school, which is still happening now, or I gave up sweets for lunch and I don't even hear that anymore. but universally, what I'm getting now, a lot more children. I mean, the number of calls from parents about their child has just skyrocketed. But what the kids are saying is that they were in school, they were learning about healthy eating, or there was a discussion about good foods and bad foods. So a bunch of children are being told, like, and we're almost virtue signaling healthy eating as well. So kids, especially those that are susceptible, the ones that develop eating disorders, are going to be sensitive. They're going to be perfectionistic. You know, they want to do the right thing, and so they kickstart it. And that's the thing. Every single person, I said, most people when they develop an eating disorder, it started with this: I wanted to get healthy.
And it's basically what you're describing.
Universal thing that actually kickstarts an eating disorder is a diet of some form. So that's the thing. Like, we really need to be careful the way we talk about diets as a good thing. And how many people, when we reflect on this, and I say the culture of diet of disordered eating, when we look at a diet as disordered eating, it's because I'm restricting certain food groups or certain calories. I'm manipulating my relationship to food.
My God, Keelty, what you're describing, I have never heard our relationship with food being described in that way before, I must say. And it makes so much sense. And my understanding of what you're saying is, you're not giving people a free pass here. You're not saying, don't eat a healthy diet. That's my understanding. But you're saying, don't sweat the small stuff. Is that it?
Absolutely. Gold star. Yay.
But do you know what? It sounds simple, but it's not, because everyone's relationship with food is based on their own personal history, possibly their biology. I'm not qualified in this. I don't know. But it's a complex area, isn't it?
Isn't every relationship complex? We all, in each of our relationships, bring in stuff from before. You know, we work through it. And it's not that different with food and with body. That's the other thing. We all have a body. We all have a relationship to it.
Wow.
Just to make it even more complex.
Well, it certainly is. It's an eye-opener. And thank you very much indeed for joining us. It's been a real pleasure to speak with you, Dr. Keelty Oberlin, eating disorder recovery specialist. My pleasure to have you on the programme.